You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should mention that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, San Bernardino County now requires people to don face masks when they leave home to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
Right. Last week we talked about the Riverside County health official asking people, recommending that people wear masks. Well, San Bernardino County went quite a bit farther. In fact, it caused a little bit of a backlash. The county initially said that people must wear face masks whenever out in public, including, like, let's say if you're driving alone in your car, and even more controversially told places of worship that they must only offer services online or by video streaming. And also, it sounded like the county was going to come down very hard on violations, saying that violations of the orders were punishable by up to a $1,000 fine or imprisonment up to 90 days or both. So the county did come out with a clarification the following day and said, no, indeed, if you're driving alone in your car or with members of your household in your car, you don't need to wear a mask. Only when you're interacting with, let's say, you have to roll your window down to interact with a first responder or with a food service worker. And also clarifying that houses of worship that have already planned these types of services can go ahead and offer them. However, the county is recommending that they try to keep congregants separated as much as possible. And finally, clarifying that the violation, it is punishable technically, but they're not expecting the sheriff's department or police departments to go around citing people. It's more of a deterrent.
What else is going on around the Inland Empire around the coronavirus?
Well, of course, the big news was Wednesday's evacuation of a skilled nursing facility in Riverside. 83 patients had to be removed. There had been an outbreak in this facility, Magnolia Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, 39 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. And the staff became so concerned that they were not showing up for work. They said one out of 13 nurses who were scheduled to work on Wednesday showed up. So the county had to jump in and, with help from Kaiser Permanente, provide 33 nurses to go down and help out, and as well as quite a number of ambulances over a period of hours evacuating these patients to other nursing facilities in Riverside County. You know, we had talked about the outbreak in Yucaipa, and then there was an outbreak at a Colton skilled nursing facility. So again, as we talked about last week, these are facilities where there are vulnerable patients all housed together under one roof, and the opportunity for spread is just very high. And Ben, let me just mention one more thing. We've had quite a bit of snow over the past few days. But officials up in the mountains, the Sheriff's Department and the CHP are saying, please don't come up and don't bring your family up and big numbers of people up to try to play in the snow, because they're not going to be letting people pull over on the side of the road and congregate close together. And if they see people stop, they'll ask them to move on. They'll be dispersing people. With the ski resorts closed and several feet of fresh snow, you can imagine that's going to be attractive to people wanting to go up and take a look at the fresh snow.
And lastly, the former city manager of San Bernardino, who sued over her firing last year, has been awarded $750,000.
Yeah, $750,000 for a city that is just emerging from bankruptcy. Andrea Miller had been the city manager. She was hired in 2017 on a five-year contract. But after John Valdivia was elected mayor, she said things began to go south for her. And she said that there was a hostile work environment and that her gender was being used as a substantial motivating reason for actions against her, retaliation, discrimination, and harassment, she said. Well, of course, we've later had accusations from other people working directly for the mayor of kind of the same thing, a hostile work environment and harassment and inappropriate comments.
And there's been some other accusations against him, right?
Right. Another employee, a man, has come forward and said that Valdivia had directed his chief of staff and said that Valdivia had ordered his chief of staff to fabricate negative performance reviews against the two women who accused him after the fact. And the chief of staff said that is absolutely accurate. So another black mark against Valdivia. And now on Thursday, the Southern California News Group has, in an editorial, called for Valdivia to resign.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.